when we went out, we had a real emphasis on the line of scrimmage. So we had a long team run portion. I thought for the line of scrimmage and that part of practice, one of the best ones we've had so far. So was real pleased with that. Some of the injury updates from yesterday, Bo Gardner, we're still waiting some results for him. Had a knee injury, so seeing the docs. And so we're still waiting to hear more back in that way. They're still going through the evaluation process with them. Then you probably saw some other guys out today. Had a couple guys had a stomach bug. Hopefully we'll have them back tonight for the walkthrough. So looks like we had a couple guys yesterday with it, a couple guys today.
And was that Vic and Justin Hardy?
Yeah, a couple guys, and coaches too. But they battled it up. So right. Yeah, so I think everybody's on the way back up. So it was just one of those ones that when we live this close together, you know, it's kind of like, okay, I don't feel good, and now you don't either. So, but everybody's doing well, and they're on their way back up tonight. So hopefully we'll be back for the walkthrough.
What about Devontae? He got hurt
yeah,
today.
Yeah, he strained a hamstring. So hopefully for him it's a quick turnaround and get back. You know, he's such a – you know, passionate competitor. You can see how, you know, disappointed he was not to be able to finish today. So hopefully we'll get him back out here soon. He is an absolute competitor. And, you know, just every day he brings it. And he stands for a lot of the stuff I love about our team, attitude, intensity, and toughness, and wanting to compete. And so all those are the traits that we look for. And so he brings them every day.
What does that do as far as your running back rotation? It seemed like Teron Ward was getting a lot of looks today.
Yeah, he got a lot of looks. And Jerome Smith and Tone, of course. So it'd be like, you know, like a unique opportunity to get some of the guys, you know, some more turns. Hopefully the other guys will be back quickly too. But I love the group. You know, I really do in terms of the attitude they're trying to, you know, establish. So it's unfortunate. But at the same time, hey, next guy's up. And, you know, now it's ready for them to get some turns too. So that's how it goes sometimes in terms of the next guy ready to go get some more reps. Anybody else?
And you seem to indicate that if you got your work done, more is not more. Get your work done, we get off the field. Are you satisfied that everybody for OTAs had a playbook, came here knowing what it was you needed to do so time wasn't wasted?
I really was, in terms of, like, being on the attitude of the details. And as we're getting through the end of the installs here at training camp, they end here quickly too. So it's like, it's not the calls, you know, it's like making the calls come to life as a player. And so that's the thing that I was so pleased at when we came back as a team. There was such good recall. And they've been just battling against one another and challenging each other. So we're off to a terrific camp. We really are.
Have you worked with your Friday Night Lights plan? Is it full? I'm pretty sure it's not a full scrimmage.
It'll be real similar to what we've experienced here. Sorry. Similar to what we've experienced here at practice. So some move the ball, some team runs, some one-on-one. So it'll kind of be an extension here, and we'll bring our show on the road. And so that's kind of what I'm most excited to do, is get connected with the fans. But as far as a process, it'll feel really similar to what you've experienced with the guys so far through this first, you know, week and a half of camp.
How did they do in the situation today, 57 seconds?
Yeah, and I think those are the ones that at the end of the game, the finishing, when do we use timeouts, when don't we, must out of bounds plays. We actually do those sometimes in this practice, and we ought to do them a lot at night. And the whole goal, let's make those times to feel normal. When finishing there, can we do right longer? And that's really what finishing is about. Can you keep doing right, doing it longer, and keep executing? So we're getting there. I love putting us in those situations where you have to think on the run. There's no script, and so I don't tell the coaches, I don't tell the players what it is until before we go out. We may show some clips. This may come up, but, you know, we wait till it gets into the live action before we go.
Rough day for the rookie, Jalen Collins. I mean, definitely a learning experience for him when he goes through a day like this.
And I think the main thing is, like, we've got – for all the outside guys, we've got some terrific guys to match up with against, you know, who have to go against every day in practice. And I think it's that regard and that respect, you know, like, you know, in terms of the receivers, the attitude they can bring it. Some really, you know, crafty, stylish, unique guys, tall guys, long, short. So it's like the whole gamut, we have it. And I love it. Battling every day, you know, keep coming back for it, you know. And so it's going to happen to them outside. I'd rather it happen now to go through it.
One other thing I noticed, Claiborne had an unbelievably explosive rush today. Richard Smith said he just loved what he's brought to the table as far as his unique ability.
Yeah.
I know you've talked about it before, right, but talk about it a little bit.
I think that's what we're trying to learn the guys so well. So in my mind, when we saw AC all the way from last offseason, I tried to paint a picture to Thomas so we could say, this is how we'd feature him. And I was real clear with that about AC, why we wanted to come here and be a part of it. He absolutely is a leader and one of the toughest guys around. Not by what he says, but it's how he plays, the action that he plays with. He's got such quickness in his lower body, he can really jump the count. And he's got a lot of stuff. So he's, you know, like that locked in, that mindset. You know, the guy has that look about him when he's locked in. We just know it. And he's certainly one of those guys who has that look. Yes?
Sorry, don't mean to cut you off. We talked to both Shanahan and Smith today, both incorporating new schemes into the playbook. How do you assess their performance as coaches?
You know, as we went through the first, you know, part of the offseason install, and now going through it again, one of the things I think it's unique for both Rich and for Kyle and Raheem, finding out all the unique stuff that a guy can do and then make sure that's part of the plan. So for the assistant coaches and for them, can they know these guys so well? So I think that's what they've done the best job. Like we're talking about Adrian Claiborne, how are we going to feature him? Are we going to have, you know, how are we going to utilize the receivers to Julio? Will be inside, will be outside. How can we use the backs, even if they can be great catchers, can we move them out? So, like, those are the things I think make those guys so unique.
Ken, do you find young guys, if they know what's coming to the defensive side, if they know a little bit more of what's coming on the offense, they do want to cheat a little bit, they want to...
Yeah, I think that goes with, like, the overwhelming film study as you get to the season. And, like, okay, I know in this formation, these are the things that might happen. And so, like, that's when, like, as a player, the light bulb goes off, like, oh, man, I don't have to play every play. I know a couple of things that are happening here, and that's kind of when the magic happens as a player. So we keep challenging the young guys to where let's make the football part easy when you can. Okay, I know a play that could happen. And there's some times that you see that smile, like, I knew what was about to happen there, or they make a play. So big process to go through, and one that we don't talk about probably enough outside, but it's one we talk about internally a lot.
Right, Brooks Reed still...
We'll get two more.
Go ahead, Andrew.
Richard Smith said it was really nice to be working with you again. How nice is it to have that sense of familiarity with the defensive coordinator?
I think one of the things about Rich, he's one of the best fundamental coaches, you know, that I've had the pleasure to be with. Details, tackling, toughness, pad level, leverage. And for us as a developmental staff, we're trying to take every guy as far as we can. He's a great fit with me.
Last one, Brooks Reed still dealing with that hip groin, and Asamoah was the sickness again?
Yeah, and Brooks also with the upset stomach.
Oh, he had that too. Okay.
Yeah, he doubled it up. Okay. All right, thanks, guys. And
thanks, Coach.
All right, have a great day.